Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, out is good money. Money in these chains, it fits so clean. You spitting out it, but can you flip that? Can you make it grow? I'll make the cream. Put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit. I orgasm my transactions in big things. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
When my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Happy Thursday, everybody. You have tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I am Sammy Brooks, your crazy, sexy host, and my yummy, yummy, voluptuous, sexy girl, Miss Sage Montana, is also here with me. Are you just, I love just saying that, Sage Montana. For me, it never gets old. The other people that listen to it, they're like, oh my God, really? Seriously, could you just quit saying it? I'm like, nope, I'm going to say Sage Montana.
Like now, I almost feel like I have to say it when people ask me my name. I feel like I need to say that.
Sage Montana. Right? Oh my God! This upcoming year's AVNs. That's what we're gonna do when we're walking around. Be like, oh hi, yep. Okay, I'm Kristen. They'll be like, oh, what's your name? Sage Montana.
I sound like a superhero.
Oh my gosh! Maybe that's what we should do with the AVNs this year. Is dress like superheroes.
We should definitely do something fun.
Oh, my gosh, definitely. I love being sexy, and I love wearing the sexy, you know, see-through clothes at all these, you know, different conventions. But I think we should, yeah. All right, we're going to partner up here, sister. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to make it a little for the
Yeah, a little theme days or something. That could be fun.
Yes. That would be a lot of fun. I think we'd get a, yeah. Uh-huh. I got some ideas already.
I think I'll go as King Kong. Oh, wait, no,
ooh,
that would be Furby. Never mind. No.
Yes, he has to go as King Kong. Oh, Furbalicious.
Well, yeah, we'll do the King Kong effect on his furry fucking ass. Oh, my gosh. So, everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in to our show tonight. We have one sexy hour coming up. We have the most amazing, beautiful woman that's going to be joining us here really soon, Daisy Lynn. And if you guys don't know who this webcam model is, well, then you're obviously not into webcamming. Like, seriously, I'm just going to have to put a bullet in your fucking ass, like, right now. Because
yeah,
this chica is so, she's so fucking sexy that you just want to, like.
It doesn't even make sense.
Like, seriously, like, everything about Daisy Lynn is beyond sexy. From her, like, seriously, from the top of her head to her goddamn toes, like, her voice, her body, her eyes. I'm just like, are you
yeah,
a human?
Yeah.
Like, what are please, you? I'm like, she's like a little porcelain doll that you can, like, put on your shelf and just keep her forever and be like, oh, yeah, that's my bitch right there. Uh-huh. I remember the first time I saw her on webcam, I was actually intimidated when I saw her. I was like,
yeah,
because when I first started camming, you know, I'd see all these girls online, and I saw Daisy Lynn, and I was like, oh, my God, this girl is so fucking hot. I'm like, I'm so not, nope, I'm not logging in right now. She's on.
I was so amazed to see her online after she had her baby, and I was like, where's your belly?
Are you human? Are you human?
Like, where did it go?
Like, what are you? Where did you come from? Can I please get the mold that you were made in? Because that did not happen to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But she's just so. But you know what's so awesome about Daisy Lynn is she's so down to earth and just normal. You know what I mean? When she's on cam,
right,
she is this amazing, not only beautiful, sexy chica, but she's like normal. She just acts normal. She's just normal. And that's what I love about, you know, like you and I, because we're different, but we're normal in our sense of normal. Normality.
Yes, define normal.
Okay, in the webcam world, we're normal.
Okay, yeah. We're normal.
Yes. Everybody else out there in the world, we don't know what you are, but we're normal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, everybody listening, just stay tuned. We're going to have Daisy Lynn on the line here really, really shortly. So, Miss Daisy, I know you're out. Just hold on there, you sexy chica with your beautiful fucking tits and ass. And just hold on there, sister, because I'm getting to that vagina here very soon. She's probably thinking,
oh, yeah,
wow, what did I get myself into? She's probably like, oh boy, oh Sammy, she's too much. So we're gonna do the dollhouse radio announcements real quick, and then we're gonna get back to the live show, and I'm gonna make sure I get Daisy in sooner than usual, because there's so many questions I have for this sexy chica, and I want to talk about her vagina and her ass and her titties.
Ooh.
I have yummy questions for this sexy girl. So, Miss Sexy Angela, please throw those dollhouse radio announcements at us. And in a few minutes, everybody, we will be back to our program. So take it away, Angela.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artist and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dollhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email DollhouseRadio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You are amazing with that sexy voice. You just want to, after I hear her voice and she does the announcements, I'm like, I feel like I'm still on webcam and I'm talking all sexy. Like she puts you into that sex mode where you're just like, let's have some yummy phone sex. I wonder what Angela thinks when
like
she goes back. She does, seriously. Like, and a lot of us have said that. Like, she could totally quit whatever she's doing and be probably one of the highest paid sex phone operators ever,
which is
amazing. And I don't know if I've ever talked to you about that before, but that was one of my first sexual jobs that I ever did, was a phone sex operator. Oh,
really?
Holy biscuits. Yeah, I think I was like 21 or 22 years old, and I was really, really tiny before I had boobs, you know, and it was like right after I had had my daughter. And I go walking into this interview, and this is back when people actually had real house phones. Like now we just have cell phones. And I think I have a house phone somewhere in one of my closets, but I go walking in and I have nothing against curvy girls because I'm fucking curvy. I am a curvy bitch. But back then, I was really, really teeny, teeny, teeny with no freaking titties. And I go walking in, and the lady at the front desk goes, who are you? And I told her, and she goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, you're exactly what these guys fantasize about on the other end of the line. I'm like, huh? And then I'm walking through and look at the girls in the cubicles, and I was like, whoa, all right. Interesting. Like, you know what? You know when they say some women should not wear leggings? There's a reason why.
Oh, God. I always think about that. Not all those ladies are as hot as the guys might think. At least camming, you can see what your lady looks like.
Right. Yes. When you're on live webcam, you know what you're getting into. You know what vagina and ass and set of titties you are looking at. Unless you're into guys and you know what cock and balls you're getting. I mean, but yeah, when you do phone sex, you better have one hell of a sexy voice. So, Miss Angela, you get the phone sex award voice. Voice award, because you got it, sister. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we have this yummy chica who is actually here and waiting, and I'm going to plug your ink in because I'm so excited. We got this little Southern Belle that I want to play with on the air. We've got Miss Vivian coming in right about now. Miss Daisy. Hello, Daisy. Oh, my gosh, you just gave me goosies.
You gave me goosies.
Y'all like got me like laughing and blushing all at the same time.
That's a good thing. That's what we want to do.
Yes.
How about you, sexy chica?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, my gosh. No, thank you for taking time out of your day to come on the show. I mean, I'd rather have you actually come with me on the show. But, you know, since you're over there, I'm over here, and Sage is over there. You know, hey, we got to do what we got to do.
Hey, close enough.
Don't worry. It only gets naughtier and naughtier as we go. But that's the best part. We have to keep it a little naughty just to, you know, let everybody know that we're, you know, we're normal. Everybody else is abnormal. This is like our normal hour here. So, Miss Sexy Daisy, I have to ask you a couple questions because, like I was saying earlier, when I would see you on cam when I first started webcamming, I would be intimidated when I saw you because you're so goddamn gorgeous. Like, you are the epitome of gorgeousness. Everything about you is sexy.
Like, oh, my God.
Seriously, you are
okay,
so
the
sexy.
The blushing is definitely coming back right now. Oh, my.
But seriously, you're, like, so sexy hot. Your personality is amazing. You, when you're on cam, I mean, it really, you really show everybody that you like what you're doing. And you put off this sweet little cute innocent act, which I know you ain't.
Oh, no, I'm not.
And it's just, like, I seriously, when I would see you on that, I was like, oh, my God, she's working. Okay, I'm so not going to log in right now because I'm scared that I'm not going to make any money. Literally, when I first started webcamming.
That's so ridiculous.
I know, right? I know, and I say the same thing now to new cam models. They'll be like, oh, you're logging into work? Then I'm not logging in. I'm like, oh, my God, don't say that. I know what that feels like. Please don't say that.
I feel like I am such an awkward, just, I don't know, so awkward on cam. So it's kind of nice to hear that maybe y'all don't perceive me as awkward as I actually am. Because
oh, really?
I still even, like, I've been doing this for, like, 6 years now, and I still get, you know, a little bit nervous before logging on. So I'm glad that, you know, it doesn't show, apparently.
No, because you're just so laid back, and you look like you're just calm. And well, and of course it helps that you're hot. You know, the guys are be like, "Hello, hotness in the house." I'm in it.
Maybe that's why I stand up so you can't see my face. I just put my tits in the cam, and that's all you can see. So you can't see that I'm like. Just take me private. Just look at these. Look at these. Don't care that I'm, you know, being weird right now. Just
okay, girls and guys out there, did you hear that? For the girls, if you are nervous, just stand up, show your damn tits. And if you're a dude, just stand up and, well, kind of hide your cock and balls.
Put your junk in the camera and that's it.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. Okay, so you've only been camming for 6 years?
Yeah, only for 6 years, yep.
Wow, I thought you'd been doing it longer because you just, from when I've seen you on, because yes, I stopped you because you're just cute as fuck, and I stopped your camera. I was like, man, this Tika, she's so yummy and got stalk. But you just seem to me, I never thought you were nervous whatsoever. You look completely relaxed.
Yeah,
I'm
real
comfortable. Mhm. Well, thank you. I'm glad.
You're like, oh, great, okay. Let me get back on there now, because now nobody knows.
The 420 might help a little bit, but, I mean, beforehand, you know, kind of ease the nerves, the awkward in me. But,
oh, right.
I mean, I don't know. I like webcamming, so I try to show my true personality on there, and I'm a pretty happy person, you know, so.
You are, and that's what I really like about you, and this is why me and Sage get along so well, is because we're totally just normal. What you see on cam is what you see when we're off cam, and that's one of the things that I like about doing the show is, you know, I have girls and hopefully some guys here in the future, cam models and adult stars, you know, that are just normal, down-to-earth people that actually like what they do on webcam and treat it like they're, you know, just them. When you're off-cam and on-cam, you're the same person because I'm not going to lie, there's a few cam girls that have asked me to come on the show, and I'm not going to lie, if you're fake on cam and I know you personally, you ain't coming on.
Oh, yeah, I understand. I mean, that's like, I don't know, that would be hard for me personally to be a completely different character, I guess, online than I am in real life, because I'm actually like a really bad liar, and I just, I don't think I could pull it off, like, if I tried to be someone completely different on cam than I am in real life.
Yeah, that's me too. There's no way. And Sage knows me. We know each other personally, and it's like, there's no way I can pull off being somebody totally different on cam, because when I'm off cam, I'm exactly the same person. You get what you see, and that's it.
Yep.
If you don't like that, well,
that's exactly
I
how I am. Yeah, exactly. If they don't like it, then so what? Go to the next girl. There's a lot of us out there, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And I'll say it for you. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Exactly. There you go.
I'll be the naughty talker one, and you're the sweet innocent girl next door. Well, you know, we try to perceive you as that until the legs come open and things start happening.
Oh, and yes, they do.
Oh boy.
So there's sexy
Miss Daisy. I do have a question for you. When it comes to, you know, your webcamming, you've been doing this for 6 years, you love what you're doing. What advice could you give to new cam models that are struggling or established cam models that are struggling? Like, is there any piece of advice that you could give them? Because, you know, you had just mentioned that, you know, you get a little nervous. Is there something you could give them out there in the radio land?
I really feel like, you know, if obviously webcamming in this industry in general is not for everyone. And, you know, if you don't like what you're doing, you know, it's going to show. If you're stressed out with, you know, your family, your marriage, your finances, whatever it is, you know, unless if you're just a really good actress, I mean, it's going to show. And so trying to cam while all those things are going on in your personal life is just maybe not the greatest idea. And kind of put yourself at ease, you know, before getting online, and just have fun. I mean, when it becomes not fun, it's time to log off or try something else altogether.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That is the absolute best piece of advice ever. When you girls log in and you are having a really bad day, if something pissed you off and you can't leave that stuff at the door and you go into your room, I call it my office. When I come into my office, if something happens, yes, when I come into my fuck office, if something happened and I can't leave it at the door, then I don't log in. Like,
exactly.
Right? Oh, my God.
Because you can't. Because it's going to be written, you know, the guys are going to see it all over your face, and it's just, you know, it's like they can feel that. They can almost, like, feel the tension that you don't want to be there, or, you know, your mind is elsewhere on something stressful, you know. And a lot of these guys and girls are coming to see you, too, because they have stressful lives, or they just got off work, and they want to, you know, enjoy their time with you. And if you're stressed out, then, you know, that's not something they want to be around. So.
Right. That's what I always say to girls and guys. It's like, you know, these men are married or in a relationship or, you know, whatever they're doing with somebody else, their partners, you know, they come on to have fun and release. And when a girl or whatever cam model they're dealing with shows that emotion negatively, it ruins their day because they deal with that crap at home. It's like they don't want to deal with it when they come and see us, you know? Right?
Exactly. We're like their side thing, you know. They want a happy, you know, sexy, fun
ending.
They want a happy ending. Unless, of course, that they're like, I guess as much as they like are into, you know, the obvious, you know, femdom or SBH or something like that, then I guess they want to be humiliated. But I guess still they want to be humiliated by someone who's not stressed out, maybe. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. So Sage, what do you think? Do you agree with all of that? Also, they're a sexy chica. I just want to call Sage my butterfly project because she's got the yummiest ass and bodacious tatas ever. Like, she is my butterfly project, which you have on your page when you log in and you see Sage Montana. She's got the best ass with the butterflies on her cheeks.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. You're funny. If you're having a bad day, don't get on cam. Unless, for me, like, if I'm having a bad day, I like getting on cam because it's kind of an ego boost when all these guys are coming in and being so awesome. But if I'm just having a really bad day, that's not going to work, then I won't log on. You just can't.
Right.
Like, you could end up losing so many loyal customers off of one crappy day on cam. So.
Oh, my Lanta, yes, you can. And not only that, because it's like with me, I work two different sites. I work streaming, and then I also do camcity.com. And with Daisy, do you work just streaming, or are you doing more than one website?
I'm doing, I do streaming, and I'm getting going with Flirt for Free as well.
Oh, perfect. Perfecto, mambo. Did you guys hear that? Going to be working a little on Flirt for Free, building up that yumminess over there. Flirt for Free, Daisy Land, put the two and two together, and you will find her vagina. Oh, my gosh. That was the first site that I started on, and nothing against Flirt for Free at all, but when I first started webcamming, that was the very first site I was on, and I didn't like it. But now that I've done StreamMate for so long and now that I've been on Cam City, because when I do the feature shows on Cam City, it's like a free-for-all, kind of like My Free Cams and whatnot. And that's how Flirt for Free is. It's like you can show, like, so many things that you can't do on StreamMate. So it's kind of nice to have a diverse, you know, community of webcamming, I guess you could say. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the different sites kind of fit the different personalities as well. I mean, I kind of see myself as more of a, as like a private show girl as opposed to a free show girl. And, I've tried the free show thing. You know, I've worked on My Free Cams. And for whatever reason, it doesn't work for me. Like, it just doesn't, like, it doesn't matter, like, how hard I try at it. It doesn't, like, jive with my fans, and it doesn't jive with, I guess, my personality. I don't know, like, I wanted it to work, but it just didn't. And so, so for StreamMate, and also Flirt, I like that because the guys, so, like, want to take me into those private shows as opposed to if I'm working, and I haven't worked, but if I were working on Life for Cans, I mean, it is all just free shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or not free
shows.
I mean, like, token countdowns or, you know.
Right. Exactly. Well, and that's where, you know, one of my things with I love StreamMate because that's where I'm at. That's where, you know, my home base is. And love StreamMate, so for you out there listening from StreamMate that are listening, you know I love you. I got your back. I'm still here. You got my vagina. You own my goddamn vagina. Which, you know, I was on there with my vagina before the radio show. So, but it's one of those things where my thing on StreamMate, this is my only downfall, and Sage has heard me say this before, which I'm not a gold show person, and like you, Daisy, I love doing privates and exclusives. That's what I do. I don't do gold shows, so you sex monsters out there that are listening, I completely apologize, but I'm Nick Faye, I'm the gold show, or old gold show, or whatever, however that shit said. Like, I'm not a gold show girl. Like, it's just not my thing because it just doesn't work for me. And when it comes to doing, like, My Free Cams, which I was on before, that one is definitely a free-for-all. And I love all you girls out there that are on My Free Cams because there's some amazing, amazing cam models on My Free Cams that
I've
seen.
Yeah, very talented girls on there. Yeah.
Yes. I've seen some things that I could never do. on my free cam. I'm like,
but it's like you try
where?
To like force yourself in to do those kind of things. It just doesn't look right, or it doesn't feel right, or
right.
For me personally, like I just, it's like I said, it's like I wanted it to work. You know, I've tried the raffles and the different things that they do
uh-huh.
on my free cams. And I just like,
yeah.
I just can't do it. Like, it doesn't work for me.
Right,
so.
Right. And like with Sage, you know, she has her own studio through StreamMate, and she's got a huge following of her cam models that work under her. And I have to say this over and over again, Sage Montana is an absolute amazing cam studio owner. Like she treats her girls so freaking good that I'm not going to say it. I wish I would. Anyway. Okay, I kind of said it. I still love my studio, but me and Sage are so close that I love Sage Montana. And she just, like...
You love her so much, you just have to see her name every time you see it.
I do. She's just like, Sage Montana. Like, she... It's funny because when I look at all these different studios, like with you, Daisy, you don't work under a studio, do you? Because you're directly under yourself in StreamMate?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I am independent.
Right. And see, and you built yourself up and you built that name, you know, and you worked hard and you've done very well building your name, which I applaud you 200% because a lot of these girls that come on, which we all know as cam models, trying to come in as being a new cam model and flip your name right now, it's hard-ass work for girls.
Oh,
wouldn't
definitely,
you guys agree?
Definitely. Yes. It would be now that there's even more of us. I mean, it was hard, you know, 6 years ago, but, I mean, now it's like, you know, there's just pages and pages and pages of new models. And to try
mm-hmm.
to break into getting your name out and getting yourself up to the top would – I mean, it does. It takes a lot of work and dedication, and it's hard. But once you get there, I mean, it's definitely, you know, I would say worth it.
But see, that's the key
yeah.
that you just said. It takes hard work and dedication. So when these girls, like, you know, I've talked so many times to different people and different cam models. They're like, oh, my gosh, I'm not making any money. You know, I logged on for an hour last week, and, like, I'm logging in today, and I have nobody in my chat room. I'm like, wait a second. You logged in for 1 hour last week? I'm like, no one knows
yeah,
who
wow.
the hell you are. I'm like,
exactly.
Who are you? Yeah.
I mean, to new models out there, new girls, you know, if they're looking at the top models, and thinking that that was just handed to us, I mean, they've really got to do some, I don't know, I mean, that's just not the case. I mean, anyone who is on the top of the page is there because they've worked their asses off to get there.
Busted their asses,
and,
yes.
Yeah,
many
like,
hours sitting there with no customers, not making any
right?
money. You know,
yeah.
We've all been through that. We've all been through the trenches, you know. We've kind of earned that badge of honor, that campground badge of honor to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, on that front page at the top, you know. And that's a hard thing to try to comprehend as a new person on the bottom, you know. But, I mean, to them, we've all been there. You know, all of us established models have been where they are.
And most of us established models that are at the top were around before gold shows even existed.
Right.
And
thank you.
So a lot of new models think that they have to do gold shows to be successful because they see some of the top girls on the site doing them, and that is not true. There's equal amount of cam girls who don't like doing gold shows making equal to the amount of money as the girls who do them. So next time
you
have to do gold shows.
Yeah, that mentality of on StreamMate for the girls who think that they can only make money by doing gold shows, I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. There are many amazing good models there on there that only do private shows who are extremely successful.
Right,
for me, gold
right.
shows are just, I mean, I'll do them occasionally, but, I mean, they just aren't what they used to be when they first came out. They were like a...
Exactly.
they were so grand and so just like new to the fan base there. And so they were crazy, you know, and but now that it's been, I mean, how long has it been? Like maybe 4 years since they first came out? Four and a half years,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just, the newness has worn off the, I mean, and for me, God, I can't do the same shit over and over in a gold show. Like,
right.
Oh my God, I would drive myself crazy.
Right. But, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, they just, you girls should not be scared from some those private shows and thinking they won't make any money. And I found that a lot of the guys, that, you know, they're tired of the gold shows. They want that one-on-one interaction, and they're willing to pay more for it.
Right, because they want to get to know the personality of the girl. You know, like I always say to girls, you know, don't always block people who don't talk to you in your camera room because of the fact that these guys are candy shopping. They're looking at the candy store before they buy that lollipop. They want to know the flavor of every single girl. And then once they find that flavor that they like, that might be the biggest paying customer that you will ever, ever have. That's why I always
absolutely
tell girls, yes, right, smile, look pretty, have fun, and don't block just at a whim. Because if you start blocking, you might have just missed the best opportunity of a friend for life. Seriously.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, I am in complete agreement. And I don't go hard on my band hammer, but I mean, you know, there are the occasional.
Oh, there's times. Oh, I'm blocked.
That I'm just like, or, you know, if I am kind of having, you know, an off day. I mean, I don't bring it out often, but I mean, I at least give warnings, you know. I mean, I wouldn't ban someone just for sitting in there. And if they're not causing any problems, then I'll leave them alone,
right.
You know.
Right. And Sage, wouldn't you agree? Because, like, you're the same way. Like, you don't just go and block people. Like, you're the same.
Yeah.
Like, you laid back and chill and, like, unless somebody's, like, just a...
I don't even have 100 people blocked, to be honest with you. I don't really use that block button very often. You really have to...
Really, yeah, you get on your nerves, right?
Probably on a day that I'm just having a bad day, more or less, and usually I'll go in and probably unblock if it was more me, but otherwise, I usually, like, feed off of the people that probably should be blocked. I definitely don't block
That's
guys
awesome.
For not talking. Yeah, like I get more excited when they're like pissing me off. It like motivates me to show my boobs for free or something.
Right. Oh my gosh, isn't that funny? Especially since we've all been webcamming like long enough now, where we feed off of the hunger of the haters.
Yes.
The hunger
yes.
of the haters. Oh, my gosh, I love that. Hunger of the haters. So bring it on, bitches.
I'm like the opposite because, like, so I will be, like, you know, feeling pretty frisky in a playful mood, and, you know, some asshole will come in and be like, show your tits, bitch. And I'll be like, oh, well, now. No.
No, but I'm talking about haters, like... I'm talking about the haters when you know it's a webcam model that's coming in and being a hater.
That's a different story. That's different.
Yeah, that is. So how do you handle that, Miss Sexy Daisy Lynn? Your female cam models that you know are cam models, because you can tell by the way they're talking to you. You know what I mean?
I can tell by they're typing. The way that they type, if it's male or female. And
Right.
I don't know how I can tell that. But I know y'all can do it too. I guess all seasoned cam models can do this. And
she said y'all.
You know, Texas, okay. So whenever I like get the feeling that, you know, okay, definitely female in here that is, I can tell is about to get negative or about to be shitty with me, you know, I finally, you know, just ban them. You know, I get rid of the negativity before it becomes an issue in my room. You know, it drives attention away from what I'm trying to do and what my fans are trying to enjoy. So I just kind of, you know, just don't even say anything. I just kind of, you know, get the mouse over, you know, click the name, ban them quietly, and, you know, that's the end of it.
Right.
I don't want that negativity to start, you know, taking over the room.
Right. And, you know, and I've done that also, if I can catch the little suckers, or the little biatches, I like to say. But if I can't catch them, I always like to kill them with kindness. Like, I've noticed.
Yeah. That's always a good, that's a method.
Oh, right. And that's my thing. I love to kill these biatches that are cam models that are hating, because it's like, okay, well, yeah, okay, I have good traffic. I'm having fun. I might not be in private, but, yeah, I have a lot of people in my chat room. But don't be hating because I'm having fun. Like,
miserable is company. That's why they're, you know, they're miserable. They're not, you know, doing as well. You know, they want you to go down to where they're at. And
exactly.
I try to just feel bad for them more than anything, to be honest. Because how bad is it
seriously?
To go into someone's chat room and do that? I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, so that's
right.
Why I said I just get rid of the negativity and focus on the people who want to be there, who were, you know, happy to see me. I'm happy to see them, you know. It's, yeah.
Right.
That's just how it is.
And then also I want to say to everybody right now listening to the webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana and our sexy, beautiful, like, southern girl, Ms. Daisy Lynn. She's on the line right now. So if y'all want to call in, she made me say y'all. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I'm used to that.
Oh,
y'all,
I just made you say y'all. It's
going
to be part of your vocab now. It on cam.
Call in to 646-595-4038. But remember, if you want to actually be put through to the show, you have to press 1. Otherwise, you're going to be left out there in Dollhouse Radio cyberspace, bitches. And just listening to us sexy chicas talking about vagina, ass, tits. I mean, like, hello. How could you go wrong with, like, these three sexy girls? Oh, my gosh. You guys, you put the three of us together. We've got the most bodacious tatas I think we've ever had on a show. So,
oh, my
we've
goodness,
got some major titties going on here. Oh, my gosh. This is so much fun. I love it. Daisy, you are just amazing. What other things do you have going on that you want to, like, share with everybody? Do you have, like, any other girl shows coming up? Because I've noticed that, you know, you like to have yumminess going on with the vajayjay. Do you have any yummy vajayjays coming up?
I do have some yummy vajayjays. I am going to actually be doing, I guess what would it be? Orgy foursome. Okay, so Amber Lily, Sexy Diamond James, and Maggie Green, we're all going to be doing some wise can see stuff on Flirt for Free in June. And I'm sure there will be, yes, true story.
Oh my God.
It's
going
to be awesome.
Oh my God.
I have not met, of course, I've done many live cam shows with Diamond James, and I love her.
Right.
And
she's
a good friend of mine. She
I love
is.
Her.
She's so sweet and so real. She's one of the most, just kindest people I know. But so her and I haven't met Amber or Maggie yet, but I am so excited for them to come to Austin.
Okay, wait a second. Daisy, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Oh, my last. Okay, when you meet Amber Lily, she might come up to your boobs.
Oh, but Diamond James is a tiny thing, too.
How tall is Diamond?
Oh, I think she's only, I think she might be 5'2 or so, 5'3 maybe.
Holy fucking shit,
she's
that
so
little?
Petite. She's tiny in person, yes.
Isn't that funny when you see people on cam? I'm tall. Everybody knows I'm tall that has met me because I'm 5'7". So, and then I put my shoes, my heels on, and then I'm like, you know, 6'2". So whenever I meet all the girls, like, I met Amber Lily the first time in Vegas a couple years ago. She literally was at my boobs, and she looks up at me, and I'm like, holy flipping biscuits, Batman, you are like a spinner. Like, she was this little itty-bitty teeny-tiny thing. So, Daisy, when you meet her, you're going to have fun with that one. Oh, yeah.
And then I will just keep her in my pocket then.
Yes.
That's right. I was like, can I just put you in my pocket and take the hair?
Exactly. She's so sexy and funny, though. I'm sure it will work out. She will have to be an Amazon woman.
Right. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Okay, we have a yummy caller on the line. Let's take this one here. Okay, let's see. Oh, let's hope. Oh, please pray I don't fuck this up, you guys. Okay, caller 313, how are you? Who are you, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia. I'm a fan of Davies, but she might know me as Rourke.
Hi, Rourke. Oh, it's good to. Oh, wow. Thanks for calling. Yes. Hi.
That is awesome. Rourke, do you have any yummy questions for Miss Daisy?
No, I don't have any questions for her. I just want to say, like, she's one of my favorite girls to see on stream. I only drop by like every once in a while, but when I do, I like just want to go in private forever with her.
Oh my gosh!
Thank you so much. I've never even heard your voice. I know I've seen your webcam a million times, but I've never heard your voice. You've got that sexy Georgia thing going on.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Isn't that cool, Daisy? Like, when you hear somebody's voice for the first time, it's like you see, like, Rourke, you know, it's like us girls, we see, you know, with our regulars, like, all the time. We'll see you guys on cam, but the one thing that, you know, for some girl, I like to hear my guys. I really do. I like to hear my guys.
I do, too. I'm with
right?
you.
Right? Yeah, it's like I'm not only visual, but I like to hear, like, the things that are going on just because I'm a horny bitch. I like to know what's going on.
Aren't we all?
Right? And so that's the one downfall with streaming is there's, like, no hearing on there. It's like, can we also, I was going to say oral, oh, my Lanta. Can we get some oral? Can we get some oil on streammate, please? Oh, my Atlanta, I swear to Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Okay, but.
You're so funny.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, stop. I'm cracking myself up. Oh, my gosh. But seriously, when we're. When we're on there having fun with our, you know, guys and girls, it's like, I want to hear, like today, right before the radio show, I'm in a freaking exclusive with this guy, and hot as fuck, oh my Lanta, sorry husband if you're listening, you know, just, I'm sorry if you're listening, just take heed, just whatever, just put your earplugs in, or earmuffs, honey, this dude was hot as fuck, and I've had him over and over and over again. I would love to hear him come. Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I can't listen to you come. You're, like, watching me come, and you can hear me come, but I can't fucking hear you.
Does he not want to use the phone option? You know, where they call your phone, you know? But they don't
right.
like
well,
have
I
your
do,
number.
But I do that through another option.
Oh.
I do that through something else. So, yeah. I do that on another, like verified call. That's where I do my sex phone talk. My sexy phone talk.
But we need to have it all. Daisy. We need to see that the hot guy coming with the voice and everything. So at the same time.
Oh my
time.
Gosh. Oh. Yes. Yes. And Rourke does have a sexy voice, darling. Are you still there, Rourke?
Hey. Personally, I think my voice sounds kind of horrid to me.
Actually, your voice doesn't sound horrid.
I like the accent. I think that real southern accent's sexy.
It is sexy.
Oh, thanks. Maybe I won't hate it so much.
You said it. No, don't hate your sexy accent. No, 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 no. Don't hate that because this is what makes you
sexy. And I haven't seen you. You know, Daisy's seen you. I haven't seen you. So, like, she's played with you plenty of times. So to throw that voice in there makes it even 10 times better.
Yes, and now I'm very much going to look forward to the next time I get to see you work on cam, which I know will probably be soon.
Now I was gotten to a point where, like, anytime I enter a room and go for Ivy, she all met, it's like Daisy all met, actually, as the camp, it's like the camp's open.
That is freaking awesome. Oh my gosh. Love it. Well, Rourke, thank you for calling in, honey bunny. Give all your yummy loves to Miss Daisy Lynn. And yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Rourke.
Okay, nice to call. All right, see you later, Daisy.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. I love when people call in, you know, the fans of us girls, because it's so much fun. Because we get to actually, like, interact with them and hear their voices and whatnot. And, yes, I'm one of those girls that I used to offer the exclusive phone in, you know, my exclusive shows. But now I just do it for verified call because, I don't know, I like to have so much fun with my guys, you know, doing my thing, sucking myself. In exclusive. And most of my exclusive guys are all fetish. And so I really don't have time to do all the talking on the phone because they want to have the cam on and see me doing all these fetish things. And so for me, the phone doesn't work really too much in exclusive. But for you,
I see what you're saying.
Like, when
it's
you
not
say
often anything, that, I mean, well, it's not really too often that, guys do use that phone option, really, because of exactly what you just said. It's every once in a while. They will. I guess it depends on what the show is, you know. And if it is more, like, fetish-based, it seems like, the phone is just maybe a little bit of a distraction.
Right, unless they have a little earpiece and then they're able to stroke their cock and talk at the same time and grab their balls.
Exactly.
Or, you know, if they're dirty sex monsters, they can grab their toys and shove them in their ass, like most of
mine do. Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. I was like, or that, or, you know, they could just grab whatever, you know, they feel necessary next to them and, you know, put that in their ass. And, you know, it might be hard to, you know, have that in their ass, their hand on their dick, and then try to have, you know, a phone, and unless if they have a Bluetooth. I mean, you know, you got to be prepared for these cam shows, apparently.
Oh, boy, yes, you do. And you know what? I'm going to say that, Daisy, you're absolutely freaking amazing. And I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tune into the show with you, Diamond, and Amber. And I'm going to be sending Diamond James a message because I want her on the radio show because I absolutely adore her. And I didn't know she was so little. I didn't know she was, like, only 5. Would you say 5'2" or...
I think she is only like 5'2". I'm much taller than she is. I know that. She's awesome. She's very sweet and genuine.
Oh,
and I know
love
that
her.
She would love to be here.
Oh, she is, like, she is a total, she's been on StreamMate longer than any of us have even thought about being on there.
she's a wealth of knowledge.
She's seasoned.
She's seasoned and... If you should ask anyone, you know, some advice for the new models, I mean, definitely anything that Diamond James has to say, take that to heart because she knows exactly what she's doing.
Right, right. And not only that, but she's hot.
Oh, and she's hot. Yeah, right. You got to take that into account.
And she's hot. Like, she's got this body that's just like, okay, you girls are making me sick right now because you're all goddamn hot. You're little spinners. And you're a tall spinner, and she's a little spinner. And Lily is, or Amber Lily, she's like an itty bitty little spinner. Like, hello, let me just.
I cannot wait to meet her.
Oh my gosh! So I want to thank you so much, Miss Daisy Lynn, for joining us today. I want you to give every shout out to every link that all the fans here on Dollhouse Radio and just.
other fans of anybody can come and find you at, darling. Shout it away, Miss Sexy Daisy. Oh.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been very fun to be with you girls. And any of you listening out there, if you want to see me live, you can, of course, tune in to streammate.com, flirtforfree.com. And those are the two main sites that you will find me live.
Yes. And also you can find her at daisysplayhouse.com and daisylynn.com. That is...
Correct.
Is the most important one. Right there. Don't worry, I got your back, sister. I got you.
Thank you.
I got you. I got this stuff written in front of me right here. Oh my gosh. And then Miss Sage Montana. I absolutely love and adore you 200%. And it's your time, sister. Give me all your shout outs. Let's let all the monsters know where to find your butterflies. I mean, your butterflies.
All right, guys. You can tune into the Butterfly Projects at sagemontana.cammodels.com. You can check me out on Twitter at sagemontana1 or Instagram at sageinvegas. And it is Autism Awareness Month. So I'm going to be doing a run for autism this weekend. And I hope that everyone... If you're not doing a run of some kind this month, make sure you go out and you donate some kind of money to help the autistic kids. It's something that I hold dear to me, and so does my gym that I have on the side. So if you're not donating, please make sure you go out and do so.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. Did you guys hear that? And just so everybody knows, Sage Montana now has her own boxing gym. So make sure you guys check that out. She's in Vegas. It's absolutely amazing. And if you show up, she will definitely kick your motherfucking ass. I'm just saying, she will. She will box you until you're down on all fours and treat you like a little bitch that you need to be treated like. So you better donate that money right now to autism. Because if you don't, I'll come kick your ass. All the way from San Diego. Like, if I have to walk, I will be there in like a week, 6 months or some shit. But I'll be there. Oh my gosh. I'm such a dork face. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage and our sexy, beautiful, beautiful guest that I absolutely love and adore. She's absolutely amazing, Miss Daisy Lynn. And remember, you can catch Daisy Lynn on Twitter at Miss Daisy Lynn. That's MissDaisyLynn. Check her out. Her video or her pictures on there are absolutely freaking amazing. And if you go to daisylynn.com or daisysplayhouse.com, you're not going to be disappointed. So make sure you look at it all because she is gorgeous from head to toe. And for me, you can follow me on Twitter, SammyBurke69. You can also follow me on Instagram that I'm still trying to get used to, Sammy_Burke69 on Instagram. And then my webcam, you can follow me, catch my live shows, which I'm going to try and be back on within the next 45 minutes. We'll see how well that works out for me. It might be like 2 hours from now. You know, I'm going to watch my toys again and, you know, get my vagina all nice and clean for you after doing this show because these girls got me so hot and wet. You can catch my webcam show, Sammy_Burke.cammodels.com. And for everybody else, make sure, if you're not following Dollhouse Radio on Twitter, you're all fired. Go follow on Twitter, Dollhouse_Radio, right now on Twitter, because that's where you're going to find all the most amazing freaking shows. All right? Now, we're going to end the show right now with Maya, Superwoman. Because all of us girls that do webcam, we are superwomen, and we know what we're doing, because when it comes to cocks and vagina, we never let you down. We always keep it up and coming out. Oh, my God. All right, girlies, I love you guys. And Daisy, let Diamond know I'm contacting her ASAP because I want her on here.
I will let her know.
Her vagina. All right, sexy. Thank you, girls. You're wonderful. Love you. And I will talk to y'all soon. Now,
thank you. Good
vagina.
Night. Good night, sexy.
Good night, everybody.
save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they think, I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. You ain't gotta worry about that, no. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body, much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body, much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman. I'm gonna go hard in the pain. I throw the S on my chest. Never walk away from the rain till it's over. Hit it with a left hook. Till I'm the last one left. Never ever judge a book by its cover. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they see, I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. You ain't gotta worry about that. But I do it like I own it. Grinding every day like a hustler on the corner. But I ain't pushing weight, no, I'm moving something total. Like the girl in the diner. Single mom on her own with nobody else behind her. College girl, finding time for assignments. See them all in me, I do it for the D. F. 16. And I'm just beginning. Never gonna stop till I cross that finish. All they wanna see is the thickness. But soon they gon' all be a witness. R&B princess, CEO. Step on Joe. It's what I'm made with. Destined for greatness. Heart of a soldier, mind never burst.